Finally, step one will remove capacity limits for all except large capacity venues of over 500 people. Minister Copping will provide further details on these measures. Now, following these phase one measures, we will take 3 weeks to carefully monitor trends with a focus on hospitalizations. If and only if we continue to see a downward trend in hospitalizations, we will then proceed to phase two. Our current target date for phase two is March the 1st, at which point we plan to lift most remaining restrictions, including the indoor mask mandate, the requirement to work from home, and remaining capacity limits. Following this stage, we will take more time to monitor trends, again with a focus on whether pressure on our hospital system is manageable. When it is safe to do so, we would then proceed to stage three, which would be to eliminate all remaining public health measures at that point. So let me add an important caveat. If the current trends reverse themselves, and if we see a significant and sustained increase in pressure on our hospitals, we may have to pause some of these measures. But we are determined to get our life back to normal, doing so in a way that ensures that a hospital bed is there for everyone who needs one. And that is why a big part of the upcoming provincial budget later this month will be about increasing the capacity of Alberta's healthcare system. Because despite the sometimes heroic efforts of our fantastic frontline healthcare professionals over the past two tough years, the same 2 years have spotlighted serious shortcomings in the Canadian healthcare system, which we simply must address, beginning with the federal government paying for its share of an increasingly costly and complex modern healthcare system with an aging population. So I very much hope that today's long-awaited optimism this announcement rather gives a sense of optimism and hope to Albertans. I know that some will say this is too much change and that we are moving too fast. But please keep in mind that we have the benefit of a few weeks being behind a few weeks of other jurisdictions, such as the United Kingdom, and we can watch what happens as they return to a regular way of life. For example, in Britain, most restrictions have been dropped as the Omicron wave has subsided. And aside from masking in high-risk settings such as acute care and mandatory isolation for people with COVID, there are no other countrywide mandates in Britain. Cases and hospitalizations for COVID are continuing to drop there, and in all the other countries I mentioned that have lifted measures with the exception of Denmark. While we are closely monitoring what other places are doing, and have no doubt, please do have no doubt, that our plan is focused on the data here in Alberta. It ensures that we will remain sure-footed, ever aware of what is happening in our own healthcare system, and maintaining protections for those most at risk until the very end of this plan for getting back to normal. So we are moving carefully, we are moving with confidence. While we are working towards an end to restrictive measures and that the damage that they impose, I want to be clear. None of this is an end to COVID-19. New variants will arrive, and we will still see times when cases are higher in the province. We will likely also see times when there is additional pressure on the hospitals. But restrictions, mandates, and those kinds of interventions will not and must not become a permanent feature of our lives. With widespread uptake of the vaccines, as I say, close to 87% fully vaccinated with two doses, and nearly 1.5 million Albertans with having received their third shot, we are well positioned to live with this virus as we do with many other infectious diseases. The vaccines are doing what we've always said they would do, to protect us from severe illness and outcomes. The numbers don't lie. Over the past 3 months, the rate of COVID-19 deaths of healthy but unvaccinated individuals in Alberta is over 7 times more than those who have been fully vaccinated. When this previously healthy but unvaccinated group is compared to those who have been fully vaccinated and boosted with their third shot, the comparison widens. The rate of unvaccinated deaths is approximately 17 times that of people who have been fully vaccinated and received a third shot. We have been strongly encouraging Albertans to get vaccinated because we know it works, and we want to keep you and those around you safe. So now that the overwhelming majority of Albertans are protected, we are confident that we can begin to ease restrictions while preventing undue strain on our healthcare system. And we are not returning to normal all at once. So please continue to exercise good judgment and make smart decisions, decisions that make sense for you and your family. Our acute care system is still under real stress, and we may still see waves of COVID-19 come and go, as I've said, in the months ahead. But we will always need to protect the most vulnerable and may need to adjust as we start this transition. The virus has certainly left all of us bruised, but we are not broken. We Albertans are never broken. We are always resilient. It is time to call on that resilience as we move in the path to recovery. It is time to remove these restrictive and damaging health measures. It's time for us to learn to live with COVID as best we can. Thank you.